a step in the right direction. I think if you're a supporter of Fermanagh, I think you'd like to see the county footballers doing well, and I think the players are striving just to turn things and go in the right direction. And I think, to be fair, when you look on last season as a whole, that it's fair to say that we probably did improve our standing from where we would have been considered at the start of the year. I think it's good to be involved in it, and we've got a big test coming up, and it's another big challenge for us, which we're confident that we can be ready for on Sunday.
A big bearing has on how well you're going is on the fact that you got playing long into the summer last year, probably more games playing together, playing against better opposition.
Yeah, I think, as you say, you sort of highlighted the things that, you're playing, the more matches you play together, that's going to strengthen the group. The, the quality of opposition that you're up against as well, is another thing that sort of pushes it on. And, people are hungry to experience more of that. So that kind of motivates them over the winter. And, they kind of have a bit more hunger to do the hard slog to try and get some longer summers really for Fermanagh football.
The preliminary round against Antrim, and I suppose when we reflect on that, it probably does show how you have moved on. You won that comfortably. Probably won it in the first half and pulled up in the second half and still had 6 points to spare at the end. It probably does show how you have moved on, because time was, and I'm sure you remember the occasions and played in the games yourself, when there wasn't that big a gap between yourselves and Antrim.
Yeah, I think it's fair to say that Antrim had a good league campaign and were probably didn't live up to that the last day. For whatever reason, they didn't sort of bring the intensity that they had brought in the league. So I'm sure on that side of it, they're probably felt that they had more to show, and they may still show that in the qualifiers. From our point of view, thankfully we had a really good first half, and with the big lead at half time, it was always going to be a situation in the second half where we just wanted to see the game out, and thankfully we done it with whatever 6 points to spare. So it didn't really tell us too much really about our performances this year yet.
Having said that, it's good to have the game under your belt and have your championship up and running, because a lot of people will always say that, your championship never gets going until you get over that first game.
Yeah, I think that's true. In Fermanagh, we haven't had as much success in the past, so getting over that first hurdle, every win in the championship is important to us. There's some fellas that came in the last day, it was their first championship game, so for them to get their first championship win as well is something to experience, the crowd, the parade, everything that goes with the championship day. So that's something that you can't really just quantify without being there and experiencing it.
And as you said, the important thing is you come out on the right side, and obviously lessons learned as well.
True.
And tell me, how has preparations gone in the last couple of weeks?
That's been good. After the Antrim game, get back with the club, which is important. We've heard plenty about that in the media over the last while. About the importance of club football, and it's good for players to get back into the clubs, and then it keeps that freshness within the squad. When we met up again, people were hungry and then focused again for the next game. So, we're going in the right direction, and we're confident, when the game comes around against Donegal, that we'll be ready. And we've had a game under our belt, and we're hopefully feeling that we can hit the ground running against Donegal.
Yeah, and obviously Donegal will pose a different type of challenge than Antrim. First of all, they're away, they're at home in their own backyard, and obviously they're playing at a higher level and have been one of the, shall we say, the benchmark teams in Ulster in the last couple of years.
Yeah, definitely. They've been challenging, this last number of years really, and they've got some players that have won All-Ireland medals and won Ulster medals, so they've experience there. They're, as you say, they're going to be in the backyard, and they've been playing in Division One this year, so there's that's the hallmarks of a of a big challenge for us, really. But it's something that, you know, we're, that's the sort of level that we want to be playing at all the time. And you know, unless you go and challenge yourself, then you don't really know what you're capable of, really.
Yeah. And regardless how Sunday week's game goes, you know, for either team, the championship isn't over, and both would still hope to have a run. But is Ulster still a big one for you?
Yeah, well, you know, well, thankfully we're still in the Ulster Championship at the minute, got over the Antrim hurdle, so you know, we can only really think about the next game. I don't think anybody, especially in Ulster of all provinces, can think any further ahead than the first game that they have or the next game that they have. And it's really all the games are you know, of huge importance. So basically we just have to take Donegal, and you know, hopefully we can get over the line then. If that wasn't to be the case, then you know, we'd have to reevaluate things then. But as you say, you know, it's an important thing for Fermanagh to try and achieve that Ulster title. It's been a long time talked about that, you know, that we haven't done it. So you know, yeah, we're still in it at the minute, and that's our ambition, being in it, is to go all the way, you know.
And your own experiences of playing against Donegal, we saw you in the McKenna Cup earlier, a man of the match performance in the middle of the field.
Well, that was early in the year, so I think things have probably changed from then. Yeah, you know, we did have the opportunity to play against Donegal at home in Brewster, and you know, that in itself was probably a good opportunity for some of the lads to test themselves against these Donegal lads that have got their All-Ireland medals and all the rest. So yeah, we got up the right side of the result that day, and you know, if we get the same result on Sunday week, I'll be a happy man.
And tell me, obviously Donegal at home are going to be the favourites. That doesn't overly concern you, I'm sure.
No, well, you know, not often for Man or anything other than the sort of second favourites going into championship games. So it's not something that would really weigh heavily on us, really. You know, you have to, you can't really argue with the bookies in that case. You know, that the, as you said before, Donegal had been playing Division 1, they'd been challenging for Ulster titles in the last number of years, and they've been tipped as being, you know, All-Ireland contenders. So, you know, that's just the way it's going to be. Basically, we have to earn the right to get that sort of, you know, credentials that you could potentially show why people would want to put their money on you. But, you know, to date, we probably haven't done enough to earn that, so hopefully sometime in the future that might change, but as I say, you can't argue in the short term.
Yeah, as you said, a big challenge, but one you're up for.
Yeah, looking forward to it now. As I say, it's something you want to be doing. You want to be playing just against the top sides coming in a championship, and if you want to achieve anything, you have to be willing to test yourself against the top sides. So yeah, big challenge for us, but something that we're, you know, we're not going to back down from, really.